In March of 1990,
my name is Valerie Spencer.
I got a phone call. In March of 1990,
my name is Valerie Spencer.
I got a phone call. 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 I got a phone call.
Tom, please begin recording the following program with the intent of legal distribution.
But still, I was new in Hollywood, full of dreams, stars, expectations. Or maybe not.
I was young and innocent and unexperienced.
And really far from Hollywood. Well, I'll be whoever you want for tonight. You want drama, I give you drama. You want violence, I give you violence. You want sex, I give you gender. You ready? Shall we start now? On a sunny Sunday afternoon, on a beach in Spain,
Yes, when beaches still existed.
Maybe some of you remember. This place is full of sand, arctic naked people lying down, loving the sun on their skin. Yes, this area, where you could exhibit your faces, arms, belly, legs, and more, without being burned to death. Yes, in those times. I was myself on the beach.
Drama.
Can you imagine a drama with a plot and everything? Full of action, sex, music and violence? Can you imagine how hurt I felt to see my simple, dull, feminist life turn into a dog and pony show? Full of sex, full of transgenderism. A mix of porkies, Halloween and vengeance.
Jerry, why do we call you Hollywood's most controversial producer?
Oh, because you hate my pictures. The critics hate my pictures. Everybody hates my pictures except the public.
And today you started shooting a new motion picture.
Yes.
Do you anticipate another box office hit?
It's about everything today's young moviegoers want. Music, sex, and violence.
Too much violence, perhaps?
What's too much?
I'm referring to the scene where the psychotic killer uses a flamethrower on a group of breakdancers.
That's not my boy. I didn't write that.
Scare the kitty?
on, and if we want to do it, we will do it, and something will happen in a way.
Yeah, I guess for me, I don't see it as going beyond. I see it in a way as like going back, but maybe going back to something that's comfortable to us. I think for me, the most difficult thing in all of this was the time between when we first delivered it to the German broadcaster and I think it was like a half year later that it was finally confirmed to be withdrawn from broadcast. And I think like that period for me was the most difficult because not only in the kind of like emotional kind of stupid, you know, sense of just being personally invested in the project and wanting it to really happen, but and also kind of, you know, I always kind of try and produce things to please people, and then when it doesn't please them, I always am somehow still surprised. But it's like for me, like the in a way, like when it was officially then canceled, and then suddenly it's like we were back on familiar ground. You know what I mean? It's like you're working through Constant, and I'm just working through myself. You know, Comatose Recordings, which is nothing, of course. And in a way, it's like just doing this. It's like we're getting a lot more done. You know, we have these cool releases coming out, and sometimes the project takes a lot more form.
Proposing this strange deal that will change my life forever, or not. So, here is what he said.
I always loved you, you know that.
Is that why you walked out on me?
I told you, your father threatened to ruin me if I didn't stay away from him.
I'm sorry, Terry, I just find it very hard to believe.
Right now, we should be talking about one thing, marriage. Because believe me, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Sure about that?
I'm positive.
Well, I'm happy for you. But right now, Terry, I'm not sure about anything, least of all myself.
Please stop your illegal recording of the preceding program.